Homes have reportedly been lost west of Sydney overnight as a mega blaze continues to burn in the Hawkesbury and Blue Mountains region. The blaze was at an emergency level throughout the night, but has since been downgraded to watch and act. Shane Fitzsimons is Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. He joins me this morning from their headquarters in Sydney. Welcome back to breakfast.
Good morning, Cathy.
What can you tell us about the property losses overnight?
We've only got indicative reports from the field at this stage, Cathy, and that is centering around the Mount Wilson, Mount Irvine, Barambi sort of area along the Bells line of road there. But we could be seeing anywhere from 10 to 20 buildings damaged or destroyed. And we will have to wait till we get our investigators, our building impact assessment teams in there when it's safe enough to do so to truly appreciate what level of damage has been occasioned. But some very volatile and aggressive fire behaviour late yesterday afternoon, right throughout the evening.
Are you able to rule out that there's been any injury or loss of life?
I'm not aware of any serious injury or loss of life, and I'm not aware of any unaccounted for people. I've spoken with some of our volunteers, including the local captain up there this morning, and she's an example of somebody who, whilst out fighting the fires, has unfortunately lost her home. So I can confirm one, because I've got it firsthand from somebody, but we're not sure yet of the level of the damage that's been occasioned as a result of yesterday afternoon's activity. And as I said to the captain this morning and the crews, They've had extremely tough time for weeks now, and they've been doing a lot of preparatory work in and around those villages that are very vulnerable to fire, and they've been implementing some very tactical and strategic backburning operations as that large fire, the Gospers fire, which is getting closer to 400,000 hectares, starts moving closer and closer to their villages, and unfortunately, despite their very best efforts, the backburning that was implemented to protect a lot of the communities there has flared up and escaped and crossed the Bells line of road and resulted in some damage, as we've indicated.
So this mega blaze, I know it's been downgraded overnight, but it's been, you know, prior to that was described as a mega blaze. Where exactly is it located, and just how big is the fire front?
Well, to give you an indication, Cathy, the fire north of Hawkesbury there, north of the Blue Mountains, known as the Gospers Mountain Fire, it stretches from almost the road that you take from Lithgow to Mudgee, so a place out there near Glen Alice, Glen Davis, out towards Kapiti, not too far from Kapiti. It stretches down towards the Lithgow area, and very close to Bell's line of road now, but it extends all the way across to the east, to the western areas of the central coast of New South Wales, and that fire is getting close to 400,000 hectares. I think it's up around 380,000 hectares at the moment, and that fire is now connected up to the east with other fires which are very large as well. So you're talking about a very significant geographic area that's being affected by this fire with an extraordinary fire perimeter, burning in some really remote, rugged, beautiful, yet very precipitous, difficult terrain to manage fire, to suppress fire and try and control fire.
Now, there's still something like, at least 100 fires burning across the state. We're expecting heatwave conditions throughout the week. How worried are you, and what areas are you most concerned about?
We continue to be very concerned, right across New South Wales. As you say, Cathy, we've got 107 fires burning. 60 of those are not contained. We've still got just under 1,800 firefighters and personnel out on the fire grounds as we speak. Even though the Gospers fire has been downgraded to watch and act, there's every likelihood that will increase again today, given the fire behaviour we've been experiencing in more recent days. We are concerned, obviously, right across these fire grounds, remembering that these fire grounds, the fires we're dealing with at the moment, the 107 fires, they occupy they account for 2.3 million hectares of country that's been burnt out. So you're talking about a very large geographic area, geographic spread of fire behaviour. We're expecting to see temperatures into the mid-40s as we head through this week, with the worst of the weather conditions intensifying as we head into Thursday. We've already got severe fire danger ratings right up through the northern ranges and up towards the Queensland border today, but we're going to see a broader geographic area moving further south as we head into Thursday, and then there's a potential again for Saturday to see severe or above fire dangers as a result of these very hot, dry atmosphere that's coming across and dominating New South Wales. And we're expecting to see the winds again out of the west, albeit with some southerly influence on it, but there's still going to be hot and dry conditions dominating how things look this week. And unfortunately, over the next couple of months, there's nothing but above average temperatures and below average rainfall forecast.
Certainly a tough week ahead at the very least. Shane, thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Kathy.
Shane Fitzsimmons is the Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.